Big Boy Sports Recap Monday edition brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
Not a whole lot to go over today, bud. A little bit of basketball, some good news on the Red Wings, and that's about it.
Well, I wanted to start with something a little different today.
Okay, what?
I'm out there trying to promote some good things in the community, and you put on Facebook, I still deal with Steve Whalen's smartass 5 days a week.
Well, let's just give the context.
Yeah.
You made a post regarding your date. Now, you made a post basically sharing a memory of going to the Casa.
Yes.
During lockdown. And tagged a whole bunch of us that worked with you there over the years. Yeah. I was there from, what, 90 to 95? It's a little fuzzy. I'm not sure exactly.
I know why it was fuzzy.
But everybody's like, oh, my God, I miss this, I miss that. I'm like, yeah, well, I still deal with Whalen.
Wow.
You were just like that back then, too. Hating on my lines.
Mm, yeah, well, that's never going to change.
Five. That's
never.
That hasn't changed. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
No.
Anyway. You want to talk about...
It's going to be fun because I can just rip into Jared Goff all the time now.
Oh, God. I hope you can't. I hope you have no leg to stand on. I hope you come in here every day and you're just like, oh, well, what to say?
All right. You want to talk some sports because, you know, there's probably not a lot to talk about.
There is not a lot to talk about.
Except we can talk... Let's start with the Red Wings win.
Yes. Which was a good thing. They actually looked very good in this game. 4-2 victory Saturday over the Predators, who aren't that good, but the Red Wings have been losing all these games by one goal.
Yeah.
A lot of one-goal losses. And some of these games, you know, they were getting 30-plus shots on goal, and just they weren't going in. So it was very good to see a victory. They take on the Blackhawks tonight. I would just like to see some improvement. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, they're rebuilding, so you want to see the young guys do good, and, you know, they need to add a stud goaltender.
I
keep saying that.
Years and years now.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll draft one of these years. I don't know what they're thinking, but... Anyway, yeah, tonight, Chicago Blackhawks. Now, the Blackhawks were not supposed to be very good this year, and they're doing much better than anticipated.
Yeah, 7-5-4 right now, so not bad.
And they're favored, what was it I saw? -130 for the Blackhawks, +112 for the Red Wings. That's a pretty close spread.
That's pretty even.
Yeah,
close
I agree.
To even.
All right, anything else in hockey you want to say other than the Penguins beat the Capitals? That was a little interesting.
Yeah, new GM. By why, right?
Yeah, right. Ron Hextall.
The machine.
Let's get into some basketball talk. Now, number 3, University of Michigan, had their hands full against 21-ranked University of Wisconsin, but they did find a way to win this game, 67-57. And there were some other upsets and the other games that were really big this weekend. College basketball was really the only thing holding my attention at all in the sports world. And then the projections for the tournament came out for the number 1 seeds. Have you seen this yet?
I have a little bit. I just saw highlights, but 2 Big Ten teams?
Yeah. So number 1 is projected to be Gonzaga.
Of course.
Number 2, Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
3, University of Michigan. And 4, Ohio State.
Which is the exact rankings right now.
And Illinois cracked the top 10 again.
Yeah, they're at 5.
I'm sorry, top 5 again. Yeah,
they're
that's
at
what
5.
I mean. There's a lot of good basketball being played, and none of it is by Michigan State.
Okay, but listen. Listen, doesn't it seem to happen every year, and then the Big Ten gets to the tournament and just poops the bed?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, they're not very good in the tournament. I mean, Iowa's at 11, and Wisconsin's at 21.
Yeah, I'm liking this. I'm really liking this. I'd like to see a lot of Big Ten teams. Whenever you got, even, you know, being a Michigan State fan, they're not very good this year. I still like to see the competition inside the Big Ten being very good. That's an excellent thing going into the tournament. March Madness, baby. We didn't have it last year, and I am jonesing for it. Oh, you?
Yeah, I am, but it's just weird watching it without fans.
Is
there going to be fans? I don't think there is.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. We talked about how they moved it from Chicago to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Bubble-like atmosphere. And the best teams in the Big Ten, they're going to go through their tournament there, and then the NCAA tournament is there. So some of the contenders in the Big Ten, like Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, these teams are going to be there for a while. They could be there a month.
Maybe.
Let's hope.
Unless they lose.
Let's hope they
are.
Like
right away. That could happen.
I like to think that they're going to get comfortable.
So what if they lose in the first game of the Big Ten tournament? They still got to stay there? And they're already in.
Yeah.
So they got to stay. I mean, they got to wait for that whole tournament to get over.
I reckon
they might
not
play a game for like 10 days.
Yeah. Dude, it's a weird year. What are you going to do?
It's very weird.
Anything else you got in the wide world of sports you want
to
bring up?
Yeah, baseball. We got to go to baseball here because it was down to the Dodgers and the Brewers, my two favorite teams, and Justin Turner decided to stay put with the Dodgers. It was a bidding war, and of course, the small market couldn't keep up. He's staying with the Dodgers 2 years.
Same as it ever was.
$34 million.
Same as it ever was.
I mean, $34 million is like half the Brewers' payroll, and that's one guy.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I kind of agree with you, but it makes it fun when you got a team like Tampa Bay that gets there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but David it doesn't happen very often. It's usually the big, big payrolls.
I hear
you. There every year. Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox. I don't even want to talk about it.
Anything else in the wide world of sports?
Just the old...
Pitchers and catchers, they report pretty quick here. I know that.
Let's just finish with golf, because I'm in this
okay
fantasy golf thing. You know, every week, you pick a golfer. You can't use the same golfer twice. And
fantasy
every
golf
week,
oh God,
the guy I picked last week wins. So I picked Daniel Berger last week, and he wins this week. Jordan Spieth was leading going to the last round, and he did not play very well. He just shot a 70.
On Sunday, he did?
Yeah. Berger
this
shot
65. This is at
65.
Pebble Beach, right?
Yes.
AT&T Pebble Beach, I think I saw.
Yes.
I don't know why. I just have no interest in it right now.
My golfer was Patrick Cantlay, who tied for third. My fantasy
That's
golfer.
Actually not a bad finish for fantasy
no,
golf,
that's
from
good.
My understanding.
That's good. Yeah. But I didn't have Daniel Berger. I had him last week.
You going to be all right?
Yeah. Should I give my pick every week?
Well, yeah, why not? Yeah. Why don't you do that? I'll make fun of you.
Okay. I'll make fun of you, too. I mean, what, you're a Lion fan.
What is your pick this week?
Fan.
When do you have to make your
you
pick?
Make
by
it
Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
Okay. Well, yeah. Wednesday, expect to know who you're picking.
Okay.
For this week's tournament.
I will.
Big
yes.
Boy Sports Recap, buddy. Bye.
Market Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow. It's the Outdoor Show.